News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today, of course, is the 4th of July, a day where we celebrate, or people across the world celebrate, all things about America. But has Ireland's relationship with the US soured as a result of the tough stance we have taken in relation to Israel's actions in Gaza? You may have heard Alan Dershowitz, the US lawyer, the very famous US lawyer, on the show yesterday, basically describing Ireland as the most anti-Semitic country in Europe and the most anti-Israel country in Europe. Well, joining us to discuss this all is Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the US. Dan, I'm sure you heard Alan Dershowitz's comment yesterday. Yep. Is that reflective of a widespread view in America? And if so, is it potentially damaging to in terms of our relations with the US?
Well, first of all, happy 4th of July to all of your American listeners. Secondly, I think we have to look at this in the broader context. Ireland has a very strong relationship with the United States. It has so many different strands. It's anchored in the huge migration from Ireland to the United States in the 19th and 20th centuries and the affection for those people and their descendants for generations for Ireland and for America's links with Ireland. They've been hugely important to us in terms of even our independence probably wouldn't have happened when it did without the influence of Irish America, certainly influential during the peace process, influential during Brexit and so forth. So, and then you have the economic relationship, which is huge. But yes, I mean, every time an administration changes, you get a new crew in an office in the White House and the State Department and elsewhere in the American administration. And today we have a president who has some very strong views. And, you know, some of those views relate to the situation in the Middle East, to Israel and Iran and so forth. And we've seen him taking action in recent times. So, yes, the differences between Ireland and the United States regarding a number of issues, including...
It goes further than Trump, though, doesn't it, Dan? I mean, it also, we're talking about the bosses of big multinationals who are investing here or maybe considering investing here. And some of them may share... However we may disagree, they may share Alan Dershowitz's view on Ireland.
Yes, and we had also Jim Risch, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, making some comments. And you know, you can't take what the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee takes or says, you know, for granted. I mean, you know, this is a powerful individual. His views can't be dismissed. So, yes, there is now a gap, a big gap between the view that, you know, the mainstream view here, or the government's view here, and the view of the American administration. And that view is shared by many Americans. So even Irish Americans who would be very supportive, very fond of Ireland, very emotionally attached to us, may have similar, negative views about our particular position on the Middle East. Though it doesn't necessarily impinge very often on them. But, you know, there is a risk that we may do something that will create problems between Ireland and the United States. And that's a risk for Ireland, and it's one that we cannot ignore.
Couple of last quick questions. If you were still ambassador in Washington, would you be concerned about the mood music in America towards Ireland?
I think you have to be concerned, but at the same time, you also have to play to your strengths. So I'm sure that our diplomats across the United States are talking, trying to explain our position, trying to convince Americans that there's nothing anti-Semitic about Ireland's views. Our views are shaped by a sympathy for the Palestinians rather than any antipathy towards Israelis or towards Jewish people. So I would certainly be strongly refuting allegations of anti-Semitism. Personally, I have never come across this either in my professional or my private life. Now, I'm sure there are some people, you know, around the place who may have anti-Semitic views, but it's not something that I would associate with Ireland, and we have to try and get that message across. But it's very difficult because people in America have fairly fixed views on these things, and the lobby that supports Israel in the United States is very powerful, and we can't ignore that. And therefore, we've got to tread carefully because this is an unpredictable administration. If this was the Bush administration or Clinton or Obama or Biden, you could calculate how that administration might respond to moves that Ireland might make.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to predict what Donald Trump might do because he is a one-man show and he will decide how to react.
Final question.
We have to be careful on that basis.
Final question again, Dan. If you were still ambassador of Ireland to the United States, What would your advice be on the Occupied Territories Bill to the government?
Well, I've said publicly a number of times that I have doubts about the bill, but I think the key thing is that we have to make a very careful and clear-eyed calculation about what the benefit of this bill would be to the Palestinians, and I'm sceptical if it would do anything for the Palestinians, but also we have to make a very careful assessment of the risk to Ireland and the potential for the Americans to take retaliatory action. And, you know, even though we may feel that this bill is perfectly in line with international law, if the United States President or the Secretary of State thinks otherwise, we could face some very serious consequences. If we're okay with that, if we're willing to take that risk, well and good. But I think we have to look at the cost-benefit analysis in a very careful way. I'm sympathetic with the, you know, the aims behind the bill. I'm sympathetic with those who say we have to do something to push back against what Israel has been doing in Gaza. I agree with that. But I just am sceptical that this bill will do anything to relieve the plight of the Palestinians. But it might put Ireland in a very difficult situation. Remember, already we're facing the deadline of the 9th of July for the tariffs to come into play. And there may or may not be a deal between Ireland, between the EU and the US between now and then. If there's not, we could face some very difficult economic circumstances, consequences. And I think to be adding to those particular risks by passing the Occupied Territories Bill, I would certainly put a brake on this and wait and see how things evolve on the trade front first.
Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States, as ever, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.